Good evening. I'm Helen Washington. I live at 2300 Wilkes, Bryan. That's in North Bryan, Texas. I'm here to speak on behalf of the citizens and the people that live on MLK and those that have business there and those that travel that street daily. We would like for the city to consider using concrete instead of asphalt on MLK because that street is a heavy travel street. We have commercial vehicles and cars and trucks all day long. Plus, we have all the city vehicles, all the dump trucks and all the trucks that they use that run up and down this street five or six days a week, all day long. So please, if you could, consider using concrete instead of asphalt on Martin Luther King Street. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Our next speaker is Sam Paradowski.
Hi, Roy Flores with 507 East 31st Street. And you have a couple of pictures. They couldn't show them up on the screen, but of MLK Street. Now, this street has buses, big trucks, like the lady said earlier. This is also a gateway to the city of Bryan, downtown Bryan. We're trying to get the properties that the city owns sold, but yet there's not any for sale signs on those properties. We'd like to see for sale signs on there and let the market decide. And the way to do that is to put an investment into MLK all the way to the bypass and make it look just like downtown, with underground utilities, sidewalks, lighting all the way down, so we can get those investors in to Bryan. Did it already stop? My count, or I got infinity or what? Okay, well, hey, I'll go. So we want to get investors into Bryan, North Bryan, so we can start getting that tax revenue for the city. And we need to put that investment in there. Once we put the, if you just put in the asphalt, especially after these big rains, it's going to look just like it looks right now. So in order to stop that and to have a plan for the future, we need to put concrete down, and you know, for the next 15, 20 years, we won't have to worry about it. Plus, we'll be giving those investors an opportunity to come into Bryan, have a good gateway coming into downtown Bryan, so they can put their money to work, not only for themselves, but for the citizens of Bryan, and bring in tax revenues that we sorely need. Because that property, City of Bryan really needs to get out of the business of holding on to commercial property in downtown Bryan. We need to get those on the market. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Our next speaker is Daphne Nix Monroe.
Good evening. My name is Daphne Nix Monroe. I reside at 809 Denise in Bryan, Texas. As a resident of Fape Subdivision and now a part of the East MLK side, we'd like to first thank the council for the efforts they put forth in getting the pool and amenities for Sadie Thomas Park. We'd like to say thank you. Now for the following we'll ask. If possible, could we have a road monitor placed in the park area by MLK? This has given a great amount of traffic that follows on this street, and the speed limit is 30, but people tend to go more than 30 miles an hour. Certain areas of MLK have been repaired several times. During the process, asphalt was used, and the patches are still there. There's an area that's adjacent to the corner of Waco and MLK that has been repaired two times in 1 year. I feel that if the concrete is used in this area, it would give way to less repairs and costly in the long run for the city. The Fape subdivision in our neighborhood has a lot of growing families. In our area, we try to keep our yards and our area clean, where the kids can play safely in the streets. We have several visible areas on MLK that need such special attention. We would like to see more police and surveillance in that area. I know that the police have certain areas that they tend to at a central schedule, but we'd like to see more available in that area. Also, behind the face subdivision, there's a creek that runs behind there. And adjacent to it is the cemetery. I met with some supervisors last year, and they said that according to the maps, they were unavailable to get to that area to clean out. There's certain areas in the cemetery that are adjacent to the area that has accent that could get cleaned out. With the summer months coming, the mosquitoes are going to be terribly bad, and we need to get those cleaned out. I would like this offer your consideration so we can work together.
Thank you. Next speaker is Larry Gilbert.
My name is Larry Gilbert. I reside at 2902 Highway 21 West. First of all, I want to thank the council for all the hard work y'all have done in our neighborhood. We all know that Martin Luther King is a major thoroughfare to downtown Bryan and our community, such as Carver, Kemp, School, Neal, and those areas. If you look at the records, we have repeatedly patched Martin Luther King, which is a major thoroughfare for the city vehicles, the schools, and the traffic from east side to west side. That means from 6 bypass all the way to Kemp and Carver. What I'm here tonight to ask you guys to look at what we have spent in the past with asphalt patching. Could you please take time to consider cement, which my understanding lasts for 25 years. If we get the cement done now, that means my tax money for the next 25 years could be spent elsewhere. I certainly appreciate you guys taking the time out of y'all's life to make a difference in ours. And could we please work together and bring that major thoroughfare up to par? Y'all have done a wonderful job with Scary Paw, our pool. Now, if we could only get cement on that street, let's attract investors to our neighborhood, to downtown Bryan. And once again, I want to thank you guys for working with the concerned citizens of Brazos County. Y'all have done a wonderful job. Y'all have showed that y'all are willing to work with the citizens, keep up the good work, and allow us to enjoy our major thoroughfare with cement. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next speaker is Hugh Seal.
My name is Irene Porter. I live at 1223 West 18, Bryan, Texas. And I would like to see the city put concrete down on Martin Luther King instead of asphalt. And the most important thing, I'm standing here, I would like to thank you all for starting working on the streets on Columbus and 18th Street. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.